Well, we're joined at the media center by our number one qualifier in top field, Tony Schumacher. His 3.777 second pass at 327.51 miles per hour from last night gets him his third number one qualifying position of the year and 87th of his career. Tony, good numbers last night, you know, a little bit warmer today. You know, talk about conditions and what you guys are working on this afternoon.
Well, I think the most important part is we don't race at night. I mean, tomorrow we could. It depends on the weather. You have no idea. But generally speaking, we race when it's hot out and the sun's out. Those Friday night runs are just throw down number one qualifying runs. And when you got 15-car field like that, that's an important run. It allows you to go out tomorrow morning and run hard, you know, not have to worry about anyone next to you. Just run hard, go for lane choice, push the track, see what it can do, find the limits. The first run today, though, I think was probably just as impressive as our last night run. We smoked the tires, but we were dead on the 77 run until we did. We could have backed it down a bit out there and run a 79 and 80 flat, but we wanted to push it and wanted to see. And the fact that before we run, Mike Neff goes up and tells me, he doesn't come back and go, oh, yeah, I was just trying to see what it did. He goes, man, we're going to push it, and we're going to run hard early, and we're going to see what it'll do. It did it. Exactly what he put in that car. So we're getting there. You know, like I said last night, when you change a racetrack surface and you take what we're used to, we will figure it out. It's just a matter of time. Some of the cars is going to come right to that tune-up, and some of the cars are going to struggle a little more. The cars that are a little bit faster with a little more with a six-disc clutch and a little more data on that, we're going to struggle a little more. We just don't have that how to slow it down tune-up. So we're figuring it out. The fans are still getting an outstanding show. The speeds aren't 340 miles an hour, which everyone was afraid of at the time. And, you know, but I'm going to say I wasn't afraid of. Let's clarify that. I'm just saying the rules and the regulations, they had an idea what they wanted to do. They're doing it. The racing's still great. The fans are still getting to see 11,000 horsepower. And it's a track like this where the conditions are so nice. This track is so outstanding, the surface, that we can go out and we can really learn a lot, because it's not the track doing it. It's not a bump in the track or a ball spot in the track. It's just a tune-up. So we're going to learn a lot from those four runs we just made. We'll learn a lot more tomorrow.
Tony, you haven't won in a while, but getting a first-round bye could help in that, where you get to lay down a number, and then you don't have to face Antron or any of the big heavy hitters until the second round. Can you talk about that, how that may help you?
I like racing Antron and the big heavy hitters first round. I don't lose to those guys. It's the other guys. That's just the way it's been. Look back at the data and the stats. If we're running a good car first round, we're running just fine. It's just when we struggle is when we try to back down on a safe run. We're not good at that. We don't really know how to do it. So we'll go out there tomorrow. We'll go out and race the racetrack, try to set a good run, find out what the track will take, because it's going to be a hot. What we want is a hot, sunny day all day. We want the conditions to be changing all over the place. We don't want to be putting tune-ups in and then taking them out and putting them back in and changing and, you know, get that car set, send it down the racetrack and see who wins this race, man. I really like that trophy. I got this green hat. We have a couple of them this year, but it's been a while since we've seen a yellow one. And for a time being, I think 81. It was 81 number one, 81 wins, 82 qualifying number ones, 82 wins. Now, we seem to be pulling ahead on the qualifying spot. We need to catch back up with the wins, and we will. It's the adversity we talk about all the time. We're an incredible team. We know how to get through. We don't go out and fire people and scream and yell and throw stuff. We figure it out. We dig. We work real hard, and we know how to go out and come back from beyond. We know how to look at the tune-up and work as a team and figure it out. We're good at that.
Tony, congratulations on your number one here at Virginia. Mate, you spoke about you've obviously got a bye in the first round, so it's technically a gimme. What's the most important thing out of the three things that it gives you? Obviously, it's an automatic win. Do you try to push the envelope to find where that line is the second round, or the number one the lane choice next round? Which of those three is the most important, or are they all what you're chasing?
That's a really good question. At this racetrack, we'll try to go fast and learn. At a lot of racetracks, we go for lane choice because it's one lane track, or there's, you know, here, I don't know that there's lane choice. You know, we always talk about if you got lane choice, it's important. I don't know what lane we'll pick tomorrow morning. You know, we went down both lanes, and that's a great thing. So we'll go out there. We'll try to learn how to go fast in the heat, push it a little bit. If we smoke the tires, we don't lose. Car has to stage. You have to take the ball to get that win. I'm not going to mention who, but I've watched cars do burnouts and blow the blowers off them. So there's no such thing as a gimme. But we'll go out there. We definitely have more advantage than we would if there was a car in the other lane. So we did a great job. We earned that spot. Let's remember that. We went out, we ran the low ET. We got that free win. So we'll go out and take that, take those 20 points, go try to win low ET, get lane choice, and dominate the whole race.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony.
You bet.